This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I'm gonna rock it up and born tonight. Well, along about 10, I'll be flying high. A rock on night unto the sky. But I don't care if I spend my gold. Tonight I'm gonna be one half soul. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up.
And welcome back.
I'm gonna shake it up.
Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Come on down to Maggie O'Brien's. We're on Jefferson. We are going to be here till 3 o'clock today, and it's your chance to register to win free Blues tickets. Also have a great meal down here. The food is out of sight. Absolutely incredible. Come on by and say hello. Brian, we have some good text out there. You want to read some of these?
Let's see. Jim Thomas is saying that Robert Thomas is not participating in today's skate. Still no word on his status, I guess, for tonight's contest.
Yeah, usually if you're not at the morning skate, you're not going to play that night.
Now, great Coach, time.
Yeah, Coach Berube will probably be talking in about 5 or 6 minutes to confirm everything, so we'll find out.
Boy, just when he was starting to play really well, too.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I like, you know, remember when we had Doug Armstrong on about a week ago? And I asked him, do you think, you know, at 19 years old, if he's having this kind of impact, is this like a 30-goal scorer? And he said, I'm not so certain about the 30 goals, but I am certain about a heavy points. So maybe it's 20 and 40 assists or something like that. The bottom line is, this guy is a special player. Did you read the article about how Thomas is staying with the Tkachuks, and because, you know, the two Tkachuk boys are out of the postseason, that Thomas gets to determine the cuisine that Mrs. Tkachuk cooks every night because he's the only player still active?
I bet that's a fun house.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. And they say when they watch games that the three of them are just killing, you know, players, you know, just doing some heavy critiquing of their courage on the ice, so it must be fun.
Handy Randy is curious if you have any intel regarding the latest SLU commit out of New Jersey.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. I was talking with Travis about this on Sunday night, and his name is Madani Diarra. He's 6'11", 250, and Travis likes to say 250 all muscle. He's from St. Patrick's in New Jersey. He was hurt most of the year, but he's back playing now. And Travis, you know, calls him a great athlete. I've seen some video, and you can YouTube video of him. His name is spelled D-I-A-R-R-A, and his first name is Madani. And he does
D-I-A.
Look real.
That's an unfortunate spelling of a last name.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
So it may be pronounced.
Diarra.
Oh, boy.
Or Diarra, I think. It's
D-I-A, according to Travis.
R-R-A, yeah, Diarra.
R-R-A.
That's just opening up teasing for five-year-olds. That's tough.
Diarra.
Diarra, okay. Yeah, I just don't want to pronounce it like it.
Right.
Some people
right.
may want to pronounce it. So
right, yeah.
Even if I'm mispronouncing it, I'm not going to pronounce it right if it's diarrhea.
Ah.
which I don't think it is. But anyway, Travis said that about everyone, or a lot of big schools tried to get involved late in this last month, and Travis said that they felt that they just kind of beat him to the punch and worked him. And, you know, Travis has got contacts up in that New Jersey area, so it really worked well. So we'll find out. I looked at video of him. Believe me, this is not a polished, you know, Kevin McHale on the block, but this is a 6'11 guy who runs the floor and's got a great body, and, you know, that's what they need. They had two kind of like project bigs coming in. You know, the other guy's about 280, 290. They're still looking for that grad transfer out there that, you know, some 23-year-old man to come in. And if they don't get him, then I think there are going to be a lot of times where they're just going to go small and just have, you know, four swing guys and then Hassan French. All right, what else?
Forget New York and the big markets. Time for some small markets to grow.
Yeah, I could see that. I still think it would be kind of cool if you had the most electric talent that we've seen since LeBron come in and play in the Big Apple.
Everything we've seen shows that New York is still going to be selling tickets because it's MSG, and some players are still going to be drawn to play there no matter how bad the ownership is because it's MSG. But if they lose Anthony Davis, the New Orleans Pelicans franchise becomes a money pit for the NBA. And so if you want to look at if people are saying there's no way it could be rigged or there's no way this is what the NBA wanted because New Orleans won, I look at it as a franchise that they, first of all, pulled away from falling completely financially down the pits when they won the lottery to get Anthony Davis. And now, right when they're about potentially losing him after a decade of malfeasance in my eyes and a lot of people's, they win another lottery to potentially save the franchise financially.
That's a good point.
Look at the way the ticket office freaked out.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right, we're going to break a little bit early. Martin's going to join us when we come back. We're also going to be joined by one of the greatest female soccer players we've ever had in our town, Becky Sauerbrunn. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box, broadcasting live from Maggie O'Brien's in downtown St. Louis. We'll be right back.